Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Each and every one of us that are in the business world are constantly looking for ways to best serve our clients and, of course, also to get clients. And one of the things that many of us use to try to get clients and to provide good quality service and also to let other people know that we're out there and that we are ready, willing, and able to provide outstanding service to our clients and to our customers is by getting to know them. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have some gentlemen that are going to be on the show that are going to tell us just how to get the best customers and that you've been looking for. So to get those customers into your business, into your service, to let them know that you have a product out there that they truly, truly need. And today, our show is with some gentlemen that are definitely well-versed in the art of not only converting, but attracting, converting, retaining, and also helping small businesses with their marketing. And they have a total formula on how they do what they do. Today we're going to talk with Nova Advertising. Nova Advertising is a small company out of the Fairfax, Virginia area that services clients, again, throughout the D.C. metropolitan area and elsewhere. And today the person that we're going to be talking to, I believe, is Fred and probably Sean. And they're going to talk to us about this subject. So how to get the best clients that you have been looking for to help you. And they work mainly with marketing, SEO, advertising, and their main focus is small businesses. But they also work with a lot of doctors and dentist offices. And what they're going to talk about, again, is how is the art of attracting, converting, retaining the current customers of small business marketing and how to attract them. And the areas that they're going to cover are, you know, who's your perfect client? Features of an effective website. What your perfect clients are asking or what do they ask? And what the perfect clients search for. How to improve and of course, compete with your competition. The local directories. The review of sites that you are on, and also reasons for social media and online advertising. So again, these gentlemen have been doing this for quite a while, and they are professionals and experts at their job. So right now what we're doing is we're waiting for them to call in so that we can actually start the show. So we're a little bit behind here. But again, as always, we hope that we bring you good and useful information that you can use to actually help you to improve your overall marketing. And with that said, Fred, Sean, how you doing?
Hello, Steve. We are doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm always all right till I can do better. Glad that you guys could get on today. So we're running just a little bit. Huh?
Yes, Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Sean?
This is also Sean.
All right, how you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, we're running a little bit behind, so let's go ahead and go forward. Could you guys tell us a little bit about yourself and your overall company, and then let's tackle the tackle.
Sure. My name is Fred Ostovar, and I am one of the original founding partners of Nova Advertising. We started the company in 2009 with three other managing partners. And we started the company as an integrated marketing communications firm. Well, to just kind of backtrack as far as my own background, I am actually a George Mason graduate. I graduated from George Mason with a degree in marketing. And I started my career actually as a media analyst, doing a lot of news and media analysis. And then after a couple years of being in that field and continuing to talk to some of my colleagues that I was going to school back in the day, we just decided that, you know, we wanted to continue to work in the marketing field just because that was really where our passion was and what we really enjoyed doing and learning. And so we joined forces in 2009 and started the company Nova Advertising, as I mentioned, as an integrated marketing communications firm, where we offered the whole suite of marketing to our clients. So whether you needed a marketing plan as part of your overall business plan, or you know, you needed a direct mail strategy, or your branding and design, we could really offer you the whole suite of marketing and consulting. But then as we've started growing the company, especially in the past year and a half, we've really narrowed our services to the digital space and to online marketing, just because really that was the area that we were able to show the most success to our clients. And we realized with the growing market and on the online space, we really need to. That's an area that we can thrive and our clients can thrive in. So we've really narrowed our services to the digital space, and that's where we're focused on at the moment.
Outstanding. And for those that don't know, George Mason University is out of the Washington D.C. metro area. Outstanding. And your other partners, their specialties are?
Yes, and my name is Sean Garamian. I am also can call myself a senior member of Nova Advertising. I joined them in 2010, right after they started the company, and been with them since they have been grown. And as far as my background, I had a major of business in also same university, George Mason, but I graduated from a university of my back town, home in Tehran University of Iran. And since I came back to the U.S., I've been with Nova Advertising and as their marketing consultant, managing their accounts and our referral generation program, which we get to in the future.
Outstanding. You guys also have a little bit of some experience out of the California area. Is that correct?
That's correct. Actually, in 2012, we started our second office in California with one of our partners who moved out there and set up that office, and we've been operating and running that office and gathering additional market share from the West Coast as well. So we've been very blessed.
Outstanding. Sounds like you guys are really doing it up. So tell us more about how you help small businesses to improve, get more clients, and get the type of clients that they want.
Sure. Well, I mean, as far as our approach to small business marketing, our philosophy at Nova Advertising is that we believe that every small business deserves the same high-level quality of marketing that, you know, full-size, full-fledged marketing departments in the larger firms have available to them. So as a result of that, we are really great at leveraging efficient processes and creativity to provide these expert-driven and proven solutions to our small business clients with much smaller budgets than their big competitors. So to get started on this note, We just want to talk about a little bit about the current state of small business marketing, and so that will that way you'll get a good insight as far as how we approach it, and then we'll get into the art of attracting, converting, and returning clients, and how to get your best and your best and your perfect client through online marketing. So in general, as I mentioned, whether you're a small or large business, in order to succeed, you need to create and execute an effective business plan, as every business owner knows. So, and one of the key elements of any business plan is the marketing plan. And without that plan, you will really waste valuable time and money and resources chasing one bright shiny light one after another, and along the way you will certainly miss a lot of opportunities, potential clients, and you will not achieve your goals as far as growing your business as fast and as efficiently as you'd like to. So an effective marketing plan, really what it does, it summarizes the who, what, where, when, and how much questions of the company's marketing and sales activities with the short-term and long-term goals and objectives in mind. So what does that hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So what that means is that we should specify and answer all these questions. Who are our target markets? What sources of uniqueness, positioning, and so-called competitive advantages do we have in the market? Where will we implement our marketing spending plans? When will marketing spending plans actually occur? And how much sales, spending, and profits will we achieve? So you really need to know in detail and specifics and a written format the answer to all those questions, in order to have an effective marketing plan as part of your overall business plan. As I mentioned earlier, at Nova Advertising, we focus on the online marketing side of things, and we focus on new technologies. Just to give you some interesting stats, and this might actually give you a better idea why we decided to focus in this area, is the fact that actually in 2012, people around the world performed around 1.2 trillion searches on the internet in over 146 languages. And Google records on average about 34,000 searches per second, which turns out to about 3 billion searches per day. So as you can see, there's a whole lot of people that are seeking information and are spending a lot of time on the internet. And actually, the average person in the U.S. spends about 32 hours per month online. And out of those hours spent, they spend about 20% of it just searching again for information, seeking information, as part of that, looking for services and looking for businesses as well. So one other interesting stat to all those folks that are hooked on their iPhones and smartphone devices, they shouldn't really feel bad, because there was a survey that was done that said one out of every three Americans would actually rather give up their TV than be of their smartphones. So, you know, the phones aren't just about making calls anymore. About 62% of smartphone users report that they actually go online and search on daily basis in every day of their life. So, as you can see, the internet is the place of the future, especially when it comes to marketing and advertising for businesses. And there's really three ingredients when it comes to every small business marketing, and those are the laws of attraction, conversion, and retention, which we're going to get into in detail and go over what does each one of those elements mean and what it entails.
Okay.
All right. So the very first part of that is attract. in order for any business to do to provide their services and products to a client, they need to have exposure to that client. Unless you're being seen by your clients, they're not going to do business with you because they don't know where you are, who you are, what you do. So in the online world, that very step starts with a professional online presentation, which is your website.
Right.
So if you don't have a website, if you have not claimed a space in the digital space, that means you do not have any exposure. So you need to have every small business needs to have a professional website that acts not as only as their updated brochure and business card, but it also really needs to act as a sales tool and become integrated with your overall marketing efforts. However, before your website can be effective, what you need to find out is who your perfect client actually is. Because from this point on, everything that you put on the website, every single effort that you put in your to your online marketing is really aimed at that perfect client. Whether it's the content, the images, the videos, they all really need to be aimed towards that client, because otherwise you are not going to get that client and your efforts will fail. So once you find out who exactly your perfect clients are, what their demographics are, what their interests are, where do they live, how old they are, so once you find out what exactly they are, then you can start targeting them. And again, it all starts with a website. So what are the important features of an effective website? Because, as we're all familiar with what a website is, we all have our own preconceived notion what we think a good website is, but it's really not about us. It's about the client. So when it comes to a convertible website that attracts and converts users into clients, it needs to be dynamic. It needs to have the right content on there. It needs to be interactive, which means users should be able to not only click on the website, they can also interact, fill out forms, watch videos, click on images to get more information. So it needs to have that interactive part to keep them engaged as well.
Right. So it needs to be an experience.
Absolutely. So because, when you're making a sale in a traditional sense, you are there to answer every one of your clients' objectives. You're there to interact with them, keep them entertained and interested, and then do your best job to close them. However, when you're talking about somebody that doesn't know you, when you don't have a chance to do that, you need to have the website do all of that for you. So how do you get the right mix of stuff in there for it, for the website to do that? So that's obviously the question. So once you have a good, effective and dynamic website in place, then the next question is, what is that perfect client of yours is searching for? What information are they seeking? Because that's what we need to be able to answer in order for us to be able to expose the website to them. And the other important thing is that you need to know who your competition is, because really it is your competition that you're trying to get ahead of. So let's say you're an estate planning attorney. It's really easy to identify who your competition is, because all you can do is go on Google and type in estate planning attorney in Vienna, VA, and you will be able to see right from the first page who you're competing against. So it's important for you to know that, and the reason for that, as I said, is because those are the people that you're trying to get ahead of that when somebody is looking for your services within your target market. And you do that by having an effective search engine optimization plan in place, which means in a basic language, what that means is that you need to allow search engines to identify your website as a credible source of information for those related services. So So if you are an HVAC contractor, you need to have all the right information, the right elements, so when the search engines index your website and they crawl the web, they find that information and they say that you are your information is relative, it's original, and that's why we're going to reward you by showing you up on the first page when your clients are looking for you. Again, just to recap, you need to have a professional online website. You need to be visible and have the right optimization so you're found on search engines when your clients are looking for you. And we mentioned search engine optimization. A couple other really easy ways for you to be found when these users are looking for you on search engines is online advertising and claiming your online directories and review sites. What does that mean? Online advertising is really simple. Every search engine, every directory out there makes money by selling ads. So a small business can simply go on any of these resources, acquire about their online advertising and paid ad programs, and you know they have different programs where you can pay a pay-per-click, you can pay per action, and there's many different programs that are available that can easily get a website up on search engines where those users are searching, but obviously it can get costly when it comes to online advertising, so you definitely need to have the right budget and the right planning in place in order for those efforts to be effective. And then when it comes to directories, every small business needs to claim every single directory that's out there and available to them. There is a great tool out there called Yext, yext.com, where you know anybody can really go on there and pay a small fee, and they will basically claim all your local online directories for you for a small fee, which is you know very valuable for small businesses. And then lastly, when it comes to exposure to small businesses, another area where you are going to need to be at is on social media. I know this term is, you know, a lot of people might feel like it's overblown and it's overrated. However, again, when you, especially when you're looking into the future, you really need to realize that social media can be a great tool when it comes to getting your exposure, creating a positive word of mouth on the internet, getting referrals from family and friends, and if integrated as your overall online marketing strategy, it can really do wonders for you, especially when you're talking about a small business marketing budget and let's say having 2,000 followers on your Facebook page. That automatically gives you access to 2,000 prospects and clients that you can easily target and provide marketing messages or get them involved with your company with clicks of a button. So, you know, definitely need to have that aspect of the integration of your marketing efforts in there as well. So once you get the exposure, you still the work is not done. That user still needs to be converted from a user into an actual paying client, because as every small business knows, at the end of the day, if you're not getting that return on your investment, whatever the marketing efforts are, it is failing at the end of the day. So there is a number of efforts that we can put into our online efforts to convert these users and increase what we call our conversion rate. And we like to say that there is, you know, we always like to say that there is a magic formula into everything that we do, especially marketing. However, when it comes to conversion, there is really no one magic formula. It's a combination of a number of efforts that you can have in your plan that will help you with your customer or with the user conversion into clients. You need to have the right content on your website. You need to have all the right offerings, giveaways, the right information to your clients. You need to have lots of call to actions on the website. You need to have the right credibility. The users nowadays not only seek information, but they want to read what other people are saying about these businesses as well. So to have a great positive online reputation and word of mouth built about your business, that could be a big part of your toolbox as far as converting these users into clients. So you need to have all these right tools in place, and videos are another great and effective tool that can help you with converting users. They can really be informative, and you know how we say that a picture can speak a thousand words. Videos can really speak millions, and they can do wonders when you're not there to sit in front of your clients, but you have your video that's there, that's informative, short, and effective. It can really achieve the same result for you. And then lastly, keeping in mind the mobile technology. Earlier we talked about how many people are using their mobile devices and converting to smartphones on a daily basis. So we really need to keep that in mind. We need to make sure that all of our efforts are also being maximized when these users are on their tablet and mobile devices. Our website is mobile compatible, and that, you know, we have those that side of things covered as well. And I know we're running a little short on time, so I'm kind of breezing through some of this. I hope that, you know, you don't think that we're trying to be we're trying to be vague, but we're trying to also squeeze a lot of information into this short session. So I guess the last part that we're going to talk about is client retention, because you work so hard generating a lead and converting that lead into a paying client. And so what efforts, are you putting into as far as retaining and maintaining, and also using these current clients as a referral source for your future sales and marketing activities? So as every small business knows, your current database of clients is really one of your biggest assets in your business. And it is unfortunate that so many small businesses are not utilizing this gold mine and tapping into these databases with follow-ups, with having follow-up campaigns, emails, email marketing campaigns, text and mobile marketing campaigns that can really tap into these gold mines, and they're not being utilized. So you need to make sure you have a follow-up plan for your current clients. You need to make sure that you're utilizing client relationship management softwares that are out there available that will do a great job in compiling these databases, putting together automated marketing campaigns, and really integrating your overall business efforts and making it easy for you. So there's tools out there that can also help with these continued efforts. And lastly, you need to make sure that you have an integrated approach to your online and offline marketing efforts. You cannot simply just put all your focus on your online marketing or on your traditional marketing channels. You need to have an integrated plan. You need to make sure that you're keeping both sides of things in good balance, and in order for you to maximize those efforts. And lastly, what really helps you in continuing and editing and maximizing these efforts is continuing measurement and improvement of these efforts. So you need to continue to measure these efforts, look at how many clients you're bringing in, how many new clients you're acquiring, what channels they're coming from, and how you're upgrading and improving these campaigns to increase these new client inquiries. So that being said, I guess we're gonna open it up, I guess, to questions at this point. Is that right, Duran?
Well, if we have any questions, I see we've got a few people in queue, but that's up to them whether they want to ask questions or not. And that's another reason why I always say this: could you please let us know how we can get in contact with you? Can you share your contact information with us, please?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Well, I can be reached via my direct line or on my email. Our website is www.novaadvertising.com, where you'll be able to find lots of good information about the company, read about our clients, go through our case studies and how we're helping our clients in maximizing their online marketing efforts. And then I can also be directly reached via email, fred@novaadvertising.com, and the direct line at 703-855-9641.
Outstanding. And I like what you said about that integration. I know a lot of people, especially those that are used to traditional marketing, don't truly understand the power of the internet and the power of social media, and they all, because they're so used to trying to get something quick, not realizing that they're trying to build a relationship with all of these clients in the long run. They're trying to provide continuous service. So I like what you said about that integration, and also the fact that it takes time, which is why you need that budget and that plan. So they need to go to someone like Nova Advertising to actually help them out with that. Very cool.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's what we mentioned earlier. You need to set those short-term and long-term goals, objective, and then a roadmap on how to get there. And there is no short-term, one-time, quick-hit marketing strategy. So everything needs to be in accordance with those plans, and you really need to look at everything as, you know, as more of a marathon, not a quick sprint.
Yes, and that's another reason why people need to go to companies like yourself, like Nova Advertising, because you can guide them through, let's say, the landmines. You can keep them on track. You can keep them focused in the areas that they need to be focused in so that they can find the success, because you want them to succeed just as much as they want to succeed.
Right, absolutely.
Outstanding. Well, we're actually pretty much out of time. We're actually a little bit over, but that's fine. I just want to thank you guys, Fred. I want to thank you and Sean for coming on and helping us to know how to get the best clients and also get the clients that we've been looking for. I think that's truly huge, and you guys definitely are walking the walk and talking the talk. So, again, that's huge. So, again, that's Nova Advertising, and you guys are out of – your main office is out of Fairfax, Virginia, and your
contact number.
703-855-9641, and that's www.novaadvertising.com. Is that correct?
You got it.
Outstanding. And all of your contact information is also on the show. Is there anything that you guys would like to add before we close? Is there any little tidbit you want to give everybody that they will definitely get value from?
Well, we just first of all, we want to thank you for the opportunity, and we hope that the listeners were able to take away a few pointers. And again, as we mentioned, we would love for them to get in touch with us to set up a time for the consultation at any point. And really, what I want everybody to take away is my last point that I mentioned, and that's continued measurement and improvement of all their marketing efforts. That so many times people overlook that and don't take the time to actually look at their marketing activities, measure it, and continue to improve it. So, you know, I'd like everybody to keep that in mind. And that being said, I'm going to end the conversation, and thank you again for your time.
I also wanted to thank you and having me in the show. We didn't get a chance to go over my part, but thank you, Zurian, for having us and your viewers.
Not a problem. We'll get you back and we'll squeeze it all in. What do you think?
Thank you again and have a great day. Hopefully I will see you soon.
You guys take care. Again, thank you for coming on, Fred and Sean. You guys did a fabulous job. Truly appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, again, please reach out to them. And if you know somebody that needs help with their marketing, again, these are the gentlemen to call. They're going to set you straight and they're going to do you right. And that's what you want, because in these economic times, None of us can afford to waste any type of money, and the main thing we can't waste is time. You may be able to get back a little bit of money, but until you talk to someone like them, you're wasting a lot of your time chasing, excuse the expression, but chasing your tail. And these guys are proficient, professional, and they know what they're doing. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. If you like the show and you feel that there's someone that you can share it with, please feel free to share the show and the link with anybody that you like. And if you truly like hearing what you hear on the Zurian Show, please, up in the left-hand corner of the show, there's a follow button. Click that and continue to follow us. Again, the information is given free. However, the information given is priceless. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show wishing you all success. And again, I want to thank Nova Advertising for sharing their time with us today. Take care.